88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. This weekend, members of the LGBT community and their allies will gather for Baltimore Pride 2014. The Pride Festival has grown exponentially in recent years. The growth of Pride is a testament to how many people have come out as society has moved toward equal treatment for gays, lesbians, and transgendered people. But in the early years of the gay rights movement, many people experienced great difficulty coming out. Last year, in honor of National Coming Out Day, we heard from Marylanders as they reflected on their experiences when they came out to their family and friends. Today, we revisit that conversation. Artist Denise Duarte and her partner, Marlene Adrian, interviewed several longtime members of Baltimore's LGBT community for the Gay and Lesbian Community Center of Baltimore's LGBT History Project. Today, we'll hear from two of the participants in that project. Paige Campbell is a Baltimorean in her early 70s. She identifies as a lesbian. When we spoke with her last October, she told us what it was like for her coming out in 1984.
I was 44 years old, married at the time, and I kind of unexpectedly fell in love with a woman. So the first person I told, of course, was my husband, who was really devastated by this, and it felt really bad to have to do that to our marriage, but it just seemed like an inevitable thing had happened. And then, secondly, my new girlfriend, who I was now living with, told me that I had to come out to my two children because they were going to come visit for Thanksgiving, and she didn't want to have to put on an act of being just a friend or housemate or have to put on some kind of charade. One of them was just appalled and very upset. The younger one was very accepting, actually. She just thought her mom was like somebody from Rocky Horror Picture Show, and she thought that was very cool. But it was still difficult coming out to my parents, coming out to my supervisor. They were terrifying experiences. But over time, I guess I realized that it was better to do that than to try to hide anything. And to live an authentic life involves, you know, being open.
Paige Campbell. We'll hear more from her in a few minutes, but now we turn to Lewis Hughes. He was a co-founder of the Gay and Lesbian Community Center of Baltimore and a longtime health advocate and gay rights activist. When I spoke to him last October, we talked about what it was like when he came out in 1974. That was a year after the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders removed its diagnosis of homosexuality.
Well, it was quite liberating. I was with a coworker, and it was about this time of year, actually Halloween, and we were looking for a drag show at the Hippopotamus, a gay drag show, with Curiosity, and he said he didn't want to go to the Hippo. And I said, well, come on, let's go and try and see what it's like. And on the way there, he told me as I was driving, the program at the Hippo was actually a few days before. And I'm driving and thinking, well, wait a moment, he knows all this. And I turned to him and said, are you gay? I know you've been married and you have two kids, and you're an engineer like I am. And he paused. And he finally said yes, and I went, oh, my goodness, you know, I've had these feelings, but I never met anybody that was like me. That evening, I also went to another gay facility where he knew there was a celebration for Halloween and met other gay people and danced, actually. And I sort of cut my strings and stepped out of the box and freed a lot of baggage that I'd been carrying around for years.
Let's talk about some of these, the bars and some of the other spaces that members of the Baltimore gay and lesbian community have gone to in the past and continue to go to. Paige Campbell told us that she partly credits her process of self-acceptance to the strong women's community in Baltimore at the time.
Book groups, activist groups. I just got caught up in the community, and especially the 31st Street Bookstore eventually opened a cafe that was supported by lesbians and basically run by lesbians, and it lasted a few years, and just that sense of community helped me accept myself.
So you mentioned, Mr. Hughes, the Hippo, which opened in 1972. There's a place called Grand Central, which has been open now for more than 20 years. It's on Charles Street, fairly near the Hippo. What were some of the other places that you went to meet people?
Well, there were older places than just the Hippo. Leon's is one of them. Paradise Inn in Northwest Baltimore, where African-Americans met. My effort was to bring both the black and the predominantly other part of the gay and the lesbian community together. So I added my input to the resource pages of resource books for our switchboard. And I also helped co-found Chase Brexton Clinic, which was originally started as a gay men's clinic.
On 88.1 WIPR, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Today, we're revisiting a conversation I had in October with gay and lesbian activists Lewis Hughes and Paige Campbell. They told us about their experiences coming out in Baltimore in the 70s and 80s. I asked Mr. Hughes what advice he gives people who are considering coming out.
Be prepared to know who you are and to be okay with who you are, and that's a difficult process. So also realize someone who isn't gay and lesbian has to travel a little further path to maybe accept who you are, including your parents and your grandparents. But it's worth the trip because then you're honest who you are. The truth is always the light is my motto, and it works, and it has definitely proved that way. So, but you have to be able to withstand pro and con a reaction and still be yourself, because that will be the thing that will be the strongest point.
So let's talk a little bit more about the progress that has been made since the time that you and Paige Campbell came out in the 70s and the 80s. I mean, obviously, same-sex marriage is a huge area where people point to as evidence where progress toward equality has been made. Again, here's Paige Campbell.
In general, people are more accepting of a broad spectrum of sexuality that human beings experience. And I think workplaces are working on diversity programs to make sure that people aren't harassed in the workplace for their sexuality. People are more aware of not making jokes about gay people. And if they do, I think gay people are quicker to say, you know, that it offends them. And so are a lot of straight people. They're offended too. Probably more could be done in the schools to help the kids value diversity and not put down people who are different from them, including people whose sexuality is different. And the other big area is, I think, transgender rights. The transgender community is just smaller. You keep hearing about transgender, especially women, being attacked and not accepted, and so I think there's a lot of education to be done about gender identity and people who are going through this very difficult process of trying to live as they feel is their true identity.
So, Mr. Hughes, what do you think? What's your take on the status of the progress? Obviously, there's been some legal progress made in Maryland and other states, but what about the cultural progress? Are you seeing signs?
I see signs, and I think the cultural process takes longer. The legal process, I always felt, opened the door. It has been slower for the transgender inclusion in the initial bills, but we always felt that we'd have to fight that battle later, and it still needs to be done. But gay marriage and the Supreme Court, who knew that, and an African-American president, that I would be living in this time, and it's glorious progress, and it still takes a lot of effort.
Lewis Hughes is one of the co-founders of the Gay and Lesbian Community Center of Baltimore and a longtime gay rights activist in Baltimore. Paige Campbell also lives in Baltimore. She came out as a lesbian in 1984. On our website, we have a link to videos featured in the LGBT History Project, a link to information on this weekend's Baltimore Pride, plus more from Paige Campbell and Lewis Hughes. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up, Liz Lerman on her latest theatrical dance piece, Healing Wars. Stay with us.